Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, everybody. This is Carol Topp. And recently, I was able to spend a weekend with homeschool leaders. You probably know I have a website named homeschoolcpa.com where I use my accounting and my CPA skills to help homeschool leaders. But I wanted to interview leaders and get some advice for other leaders about the challenge of leading a homeschool group while homeschooling their own children. So I met a whole bunch of leaders at the HSLDA National Homeschool Leadership Conference that was held recently here in Cincinnati. HSLDA stands for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and these leaders came from across the country, sometimes other parts of the world. Met a man from Australia and some from Canada and Mexico, the Philippines. It was really great to meet all these leaders, hear what their concerns about the homeschooling movement is. But I wanted to pick their brains, and so I asked them some questions. I asked them what was challenging about homeschooling or leading and homeschooling. I also asked them what they wish they had known, what they learned, and what advice they have for you as a homeschool leader or even just a homeschool parent who might be in leadership in some way, shape, or form in their homeschool group. So I hope you gain something from their advice and take it to heart. These are people who've been in the trenches and been homeschooling a long time, and I think they can help you be more successful. First, we have Yvonne Bunn, who is a homeschool leader from Virginia, and you'll hear her excellent advice as to how to manage your own homeschool while leading a group at the same time and keep your priorities straight.
Hi, this is Yvonne Bunn with Home Educators Association of Virginia from the state of Virginia. And if you're wondering what advice I have for you as a homeschool leader, I would suggest that you prioritize your day, that you always give, first of all, give time to your own children and teaching them, do the basic academics, and then save time in the afternoon in order to do homeschool leadership projects, phone calling, answering emails, writing letters, doing research, whatever you need to do to connect with your local support group, that's the time to do that. But if you don't prioritize and work with your own children first, they may not get what they need for that day. So make sure you prioritize your day when you're a homeschool leader.
I love that. I started actually scheduling time to do things like that on my planner, because if I don't, when I know I have scheduled time, I say, okay, I will get to that Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. But if I don't, it invades my priorities.
Exactly. And God has given us our children, and they have to be our priority over our support group. So we need to keep things in balance, and if we don't, after a while, we'll just burn out. We don't want to do that for our family or for our group.
Thank you very much. That was great.
Well, next you're going to hear from two homeschool leaders from Indiana. Sean King talks about why she became a homeschool leader and what's most challenging. And like a lot of homeschool leaders, Sean agrees that one of the most challenging things is recruiting volunteers. And I think you'll find the advice she shares funny, helpful, and insightful. And Tara is going to talk about what she wished she had known about being a leader before she started. And she talks about the threats that are still occurring in the homeschooling and our homeschooling freedoms and rights. So I think you'll find their comments to be very interesting and helpful too.
Hi, my name's Sean King. I'm from Clinton, Indiana, and I have four kids, been homeschooling for quite a while, and Carol has asked me some questions. Well, the first one is, why did I become a homeschool leader? The answer to that was out of necessity. But why did I continue being a homeschool leader? And the answer to that is because it was fun. It is awesome to work with people who have the same goals that you do, and that want the best for their kids, the same that you want the best for your kids. And to not be the only crazy person out there. And your kids think that you're the only ones. And when you are the leader, you get to plan all of the activities and everything. Carol also asked, what is the most challenging thing about being a homeschool leader? And I think that the part of that answer is my fault. And part of it is, not other people's fault, but the most challenging thing for me is getting other people to volunteer. I am a leader, and I like to plan, and I don't like to wait on anyone. But that kind of dig myself into a hole when I do that. So the most challenging thing for me is letting go. But we have some great ladies who have stepped up. So if you leaders, if you are controlling, such as I am, the easiest thing to do is back off and someone will plan it. And if they plan it, go. Be it, attend, participate, and support them.
Fantastic. Thank you.
My name is Tara Bentley, and I'm with Indiana Association of Home Educators. And I think the thing that I wish I had known when I started was not just the history of homeschooling, which I think some of us, you know, that's slow. Many of us learn that over time. But I think more importantly is how quickly we can move backwards in this movement. And I think that the threats are real and constant across the country. And as we watch fellow homeschool families in other countries struggle for the freedoms that they are trying to win, just how easily we can slip backwards.
Wow. That's great. Thank you.
Helen Wright, who is a homeschool leader from Virginia, answers the question about what was the most challenging thing for her. And she talks about the difficulty of leading and homeschooling her own children at the same time, and just how she needs, she's learned a lot about homeschooling her own kids, like things like being encouraging. And I remember her saying, teach to your child, not to yourself. So I hope you find some of her words to be encouraging and helpful to you too.
I guess the most challenging thing for me was being able to homeschool and be a leader and support my group. I was actually a treasurer,
yay,
my support group leader. Wishing I knew then what I know now is the most, but encouraging your child, it would be the most important thing. Understanding their differences, and teaching to them, not to yourself.
So when you say it was challenging to be a support leader and homeschool your own kids, do you mean like in terms of time, or your attention was divided, or what was challenging about that?
Time was one factor, because as a support group leader, you're very busy, and you need to be able to draw the line between being a support group leader and helping them, and still maintaining and having your children, you know, time for your children, homeschool your own kids.
That's fantastic. That's so true. No, it's fantastic. And leaders need to be reminded, don't ignore your own children while you're working on this group project, right?
Because ultimately, you're helping the support group, but your children are the most important factor.
Thank you. That's going to be great.
Well, as our last two leaders to give us some advice about being a homeschool leader or homeschooling in general, we hear from a couple. These are from Indiana. Finally, we're going to get a gentleman to talk to you. We've got David and Camille, and I think you'll appreciate hearing their perspective about homeschooling and what advice they have as someone looking back, having accomplished many years of homeschooling.
My name is David Cantwell from Indianapolis. We're with the Indiana Association of Homeschool Educators. And one thing I wish I had known earlier was how different your children can be. We have two boys, and they're as different as night and day. Obviously, environment and nurture is not everything. They're their own individuals. They make their own choices, and we try and guide them as much as we can, but they're their own people. And we just hope and pray that we can guide them into making the right choices as they grow up.
I am Camille Cantwell, and I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I work with the Legislative Committee of Indiana Association of Home Educators. And why did I become a homeschool leader is about 13 years ago, when my son was 4 years old, we decided that we were going to homeschool, and we saw a real vacuum in our community for leadership and any kind of homeschool groups. And of course, 13 years later, there's a lot more than there was back then. But that kind of catapulted me into wanting to start a group and become associated with other homeschoolers. And as a result, I became more interested in just helping out other homeschoolers as my children grew. And because of my background as both an attorney and working in politics, I thought that I could maybe use some of the things that God had given me for talents and just things that I could help out in Indiana with promoting and maintaining our homeschool freedoms.
Yay! Fabulous. Thank you very much.
Well, I hope you enjoyed those interviews with homeschool leaders from across the country. They were talking about their motivation in becoming a leader. Maybe some of you feel the same way, that there's a need in your community and you think you could step up to it and help out. And that would be marvelous. You would certainly bless a lot of people. My website, Homeschool CPA, is designed just to help homeschool leaders like you. So you can find books and audios and resources there. I've been doing some podcasts, lots of articles. So take a little time and look around at Homeschool CPA to see what might be helpful to your organization or your leaders. Make sure you sign up for the email list there at homeschoolcpa.com. You'll get posts from the blog. I think that are usually just questions and answers from homeschool leaders like you, and that should be pretty helpful. So thanks so much for joining me here at the Dollars and Cents Show, and I hope it was good, encouraging, and inspiring for you. And we'll hopefully have some more episodes on homeschool leadership coming up in the near future. You can certainly subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or if you, again, subscribe to my email list over at homeschoolcpa.com, you'll get notified when a new podcast has come out. And if this has been helpful to you, or if you've enjoyed any of the other Dollars and Cents Show podcasts, would you please go leave a review, a positive review, at iTunes? How you do that is head over to dollarsandcentsshow.com, and there in the upper left corner, there's an icon for iTunes. It'll take you to the Dollars and Cents Show on iTunes. You click around a little bit, and you can leave a review or at least a positive ranking there. I sure would appreciate it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.